Hi. Hi. Yeah, I'm just checking in. Yep, I have a reservation under Stacy Robinson. All right, perfect. Thank you. Oh, hey. You made it. Yeah, it's really hot out there, isn't it? So happy it's cold in here. You look exhausted. Are you okay? Yeah, it's all that work, isn't it? It's fine. After this trip, you should be able to relax and, you know, not be as stressed as you are right now. Yeah, I'm just getting us checked in. Sorry? Oh, no. I booked two rooms. I was sure of that. A mistake. I'm not sure I understand. I'm sure I booked two rooms. There should be no mistake. A mistake on your end. What are you saying? Do you not have any rooms available? One room? Boss, I'm so sorry. I had no idea. Yeah, I know it's not my fault, but I feel terrible. Should we go somewhere else? You want to stay? But there's only one room. I'm not sure how appropriate that is. Yes, you are the boss. You do make the rules. That's right. Oh, okay. Well, if you're okay with it, then so am I. I guess we'll take the room. No, yeah, of course I'm okay with it. Just a little surprised. I never thought that we were gonna, you know, have to share a room together. We've never gotten that close. Yeah, we are adults, you're right. We'll be fine. Like, yes, thank you. It's okay. It's fine. Don't worry about it. Should we go now? Yeah, let's go find a room. Oh, wow. This is a view. I mean, at least the view makes up for the mistake. It does, doesn't it? I'm so happy we decided to come here. I know it's for work, but it still feels nice to get away for a while. I haven't been on a trip in forever. I'm grateful that you brought me with you. I'm still wondering why. I mean, I'm fairly new. I didn't think that you'd be wanting me with you. I thought you'd prefer working on your own. You're right. Of course you need the help. I'm your assistant after all, aren't I? Can't believe there's one bed. It is pretty big, but I haven't shared a bed with someone in a while. Huh? No, I said nothing. I said I'm excited to share a bed with you. Oh my God, please shut up. Yeah, I was gonna take a shower. Do you wanna go first? Yeah, of course, go ahead. I'll prepare my clothes while you're gone. We do need to rest. We have a long day tomorrow, don't we? Oh, I am so prepared for it. Trust me, I've been thinking about this and preparing for as long as I can remember. We're gonna do great. I'm sure of it. All right, yeah, go ahead. Okay, let's see. What should I wear? I'll have to dress appropriately. But everything I got is not very appropriate. God, this is a mess. Okay, just pick something. I guess I'll go with this. It hides what it needs to, I guess. Oh my god, this is a mess. Guess I'll just wait. Oh, hey, you're done. Huh? Oh, sorry, yeah, never seen you shirtless before. Your hair all wet. It looks good. Yeah, no, it looks really good. Sorry, I should look away. Yeah, I'm ready, yep. No, you didn't take long, don't worry. God, what is wrong with me? Okay, I'm sorry if my outfit is a little revealing. I wasn't really expecting to share a room, so. Yeah, I guess it's not that bad, is it? Oh, you think it looks good on me? Thank you. Shy? You think I'm being shy? No, not at all. Well, just a little bit. I mean, I wasn't really expecting this. I'm sure you weren't either, but well, you and I have always been very professional with one another, so I just don't want to cross any lines and, you know. I still want us to remain professional. You're right, we're not in the office. What are you trying to say? You don't want to be professional? I guess we're not in a work setting right now. I had no idea that you felt that way. I've never really, spent time with you outside of work. I always felt like you had better things to do than spend time with your secretary, so I never offered. You never offered either. Not like you have to. I should have. Yeah, you're right. I should have offered. Well, you can't blame me. I was very shy when I first started. In fact, I was wondering why you hired me, because you had so many options. I was so sure that I wasn't going to make it, that I wasn't the best choice out of the infinite choices. I still ask myself why, or if I even deserve to be in this position. You do? Are you just saying that so you can make me feel a little better? No, you're right. You wouldn't do that. Well, I appreciate that. I obviously trust your judgment, and if you hired me, then you definitely did that for a particular reason. And I'm just grateful that I get to be here right now. Oh, there's another reason. What is it? You're getting me curious. You find me beautiful? Well, thank you. I wasn't really expecting to receive a comment or compliment from you. Yeah, I do think you're really attractive. Obviously, I mean, only a blind person would. Sorry, yeah, I do think you're really attractive. Everyone knows that you're attractive. I think that is a pretty obvious fact. I think you know it too, and that's why you're asking me, trying to get a reaction out of me. I think it's working. You want me to sit next to you? Sure. The bed's pretty comfortable, isn't it? Yeah, the hair, I didn't really brush it. You're brushing it for me? Of course, yeah, you can do that. No, sorry, I'm a little... What you have to understand, I'm a little surprised. You are really different outside of work. Well, you're a lot more carefree and not as reserved as you are in the office. But I guess that's expected, considering you are the boss and you have to remain professional. But you have this softer side to you that I've never seen before. Are you just being kind to me, or are you like that outside of work? Just with me? Lucky me. Can I kiss you? Oh my god. Oh my god, I'm so sorry. Oh my god, that is way out of line. That's so unprofessional. I'm so sorry. I don't know what's gotten into me. I don't usually act like... Yeah, I can stop talking. So, you're not gonna fire me? That's a relief. Yeah, you're actually a really good kisser. I wouldn't mind kissing you a little bit more. But, I don't know, I'm not so sure about this. I mean, I'm your secretary. This is just out of line, and everyone at the office would talk if they were to find out that we kissed, or that we're even spending a room with each other. I guess it is out of our hands, but still, you know, they talk a lot in the office, and some of them are too nosy for their own good. I mean, do you remember when they made up the rumor that you only hired me because you slept with me, even though you and I had never met each other? Yeah, it was pretty crazy, but you shut it down really fast, and I'm really grateful for that. You helped me, and because of you, I've been feeling confident in the office. Yeah, I guess they were a little jealous that I got the position. And I'm just grateful that you gave me the opportunity. Definitely do feel like there's more than just a work thing going on. Yeah. You've always looked at me a certain way. The way you're looking at me right now. I wasn't sure if you looked at everyone that way or if it was just me. It's just me. Well, that's a relief. I know you're not that kind of person. I can't believe we got here. Yeah, I do. I'd love to go on a date with you. You know a restaurant? Wow. Yeah, I'm supposed to know the restaurants, not you. You want to do my job? Fair enough. If that's what you want, then I'm game. But we should probably head to bed now. It's pretty late. We have to be up early tomorrow. Do you wanna cuddle? We don't have to if you don't want, but you do? Okay, yeah, I'd like that. Let's get under the covers. They're so soft. Despite the mix-up, this hotel is actually really nice. Are you happy with my choice? Good. So am I. I'm happy that I, you know, made you trust me. I'm doing my job right. That's why you hired me, isn't it? Does that mean I can get a raise? I'm just kidding. I'm not gonna toot my own horn just yet.